In studio right now, we have the Liberal candidate for the Ontario election coming up February the 27th. And the candidate for Lambton-Kent Middlesex, Kathy Burkhardt, Justin Current, mayor. Well, mayor of Lucan-Bodolph, but stepping that aside to run again as you ran in the by-election last May. First of all, thoughts on why you're running, why are you running again?
Well, first of all, Chris, it's great to be here with you in the studio and to have this conversation. Why am I running again? I'm running again for the same reason that I ran in May, that I have great concerns with how this government is running the province of Ontario. I believe I bring a voice of representation to the table. I can speak quite knowledgeably about issues that are facing our residents and our municipalities, and believe that I can be a voice for change.
You finished second in the voting in the by-election. Did you take anything from that experience? That was your first experience on the provincial level. Any best practices, lessons learned moving forward?
Well, there's always lessons learned. And, you know, it was a great experience. It's always great to be out knocking on doors, speaking with residents, hearing, you know, what their issues are, what their concerns are. You know, it was an eye-opener running with a party. I've been used to running a campaign on my own where I knocked on doors in Lucan-Bodolph by myself. Maybe a couple friends came out. So having a team behind me was a new experience. And it's very humbling, actually, to have people come out of the woodwork to support you and to knock on doors, to put up signs, that sort of thing, to put their faith in you. The things I learned was that there are a lot of issues beyond the ones that I can speak to that are facing everyday Ontarians.
Talk to us about what's on your platform.
Well, you know, the things that we're hearing from Ontarians, it's affordability, it's healthcare, and it's housing. And those are really the three target areas that the Ontario Liberal Party are running on. You know, the Premier wants to make this about a potential war, as he's called it, with the President of the United States. Well, you know, that's a shiny object that he's trying to distract us all from the real issues that are facing Ontarians. And the Ontario Liberal Party will be releasing their platform on those three key items: healthcare, affordability, and housing.
Lambton-Kent Middlesex, as you know, has been blue for quite some time. Why should it be red now?
Well, this premier's shown that he's not been a friend to certainly small town and rural Ontario. Everybody thinks that he has been, but he hasn't. Where are the investments that he's made in our small town hospitals? Where is the investments that he has made in our infrastructure? And I would say to our rural residents, you know, he talks a big game when it comes to protecting farmland, but he's shown that he's more interested in development and his friends in the development community. We will be a voice that will protect the rights of farmland owners. We want to make sure that agriculture is a number one economic driver, not only for southwestern Ontario, but the province. These are things that he said he would deliver, and he has yet to deliver on any of these things.
Kathy, are you worried at all that what's going on with the Liberal Party on the federal level has a ripple effect on your venture in the Liberal Party on the provincial level?
Well, you asked me a few minutes ago about lessons learned and the experience that I had during the by-election. And during the by-election, there is no question that the weight of the federal government at that time was one that I had to carry. I've been vocal about that. I think we're in a different atmosphere now. This is a general election. The whole province is on the table. And I think that our voters are smart enough to see that and to understand the difference and understand what's at stake today.
Let's take the party colors away for a second. Why should people vote for the individual, Kathy Burkhardt, Justin?
Well, you know, there's a lot to say with who your local representative is. I have a very strong track record in representing not only Lucan-Bodolph, but the county of Middlesex. I've been fortunate to have been warden of the county three times. That's not usual for the county of Middlesex. And I've done a wonderful job in advocating for the needs. I've gotten projects approved, and I've brought new ideas to the table. If you ask any resident that has had to deal with me, they know that I get the job done, and I would do that sitting on the government side, which I hope to do, but also as an opposition. You know, in order to have a strong government, you have to have a strong opposition, and I would be that voice.
The ridings have changed federally, not yet for the province, so it's still Lambton-Kent Middlesex. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than Prince Edward Island. What's your plan as far as being able to cover and campaign throughout the entire riding?
Well, you know, we have to be very targeted. There's no question. And obviously, the geography is something that is staggering to try and cover it. And, you know, during the by-election, we had lead time where we were able to get out longer than just the 28-day writ. This time, it's a short four and a half week campaign. We will be targeted, but we will hit every part of the riding in some form or fashion. We'll be knocking on doors, social media, look for coffee, meet and greets. And if you've got an event, I'm happy to be there.
Perfect segue. If someone's looking to contact you, maybe contact or talk to you about everything that's going on in the campaign, how would they be able to reach you?
It's pretty easy. VoteKathy.ca.
I have a website. Off the record, you have a website?
That's it. VoteKathy.ca.
Oh, VoteKathy.ca. Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. Kathy Burkhardt-Jessen, your Liberal candidate for the riding of Lambton-Kent Middlesex for the Ontario election February 27th. Thanks for this, Kathy, and good luck with the campaign.
Great. Thanks so much, Chris.